Text numéro 67. Only intensive farming will feed Britain. Britain must continue to intensify its farming practices to meet soaring demand for cheap food and prevent shortages, a leading agricultural expert said yesterday. Demand for biofuels, booming economies of developing countries, and climate change will put demand on food supplies that can only be met by intensive techniques, said Professor Bill McKelvey, head of the Scottish Agricultural College. According to Professor McKelvey, defending intensive techniques, alternatives such as organic farming would not cope with predicted growth in population. There is a need to continue to intensify farming. Organic farming has a place, but it will never feed the growing population of the world. Media criticism of modern farming techniques after the bird flu outbreak in Suffolk had been unfair, he said, adding that intensive farming protects the environment because it reduces the amount of land used for agriculture. Europe would also have to overcome its illogical opposition to genetically modified crops to help boost yields. In the UK, we are becoming less self-sufficient in food. I think it's possible in the next 25 to 50 years that there will be food shortages. The UK currently provides 60% of its own food, and imports were increasing, said Professor McKelvey. With world population forecast to grow from 6 billion to 8.5 billion in 50 years, he warned that countries such as New Zealand that export food to Britain were likely to switch attention to China and India. Food demand there is increasing sharply, and meat consumption in China has doubled in the last decade. Professor McKelvey said the solution was farmers producing more food on the same amount of land. Wheat production increased fourfold in the last 50 years, and in the next 50 years would probably have to rise by the same level again, despite a shortage of suitable land. There are only two ways to do that. We either take land from rainforests or we intensify existing farms. Plant breeding, conventional and using genetic modification, is the best way to produce more food from the same amount of land. Although very little is grown commercially in Europe, millions of hectares of GM crops have been grown across the world in recent years. Europe is going to have to face up to using GM crops, Professor McKelvey said. Climate change is also expected to put pressure on food supplies, despite an initial boost in productivity for some crops. Professor McKelvey said great swathes of agricultural land would be lost to desert, with the effects already felt in areas such as southern Spain. Biofuels, a suggested solution to global warming, could bring added problems for food production. Adapted from The Guardian, April 2007.